Calling your soul. thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify you on this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We give you glory, amen. We give you honor, hallelujah. We thank you. We magnify you, oh God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing. I said we are rejoicing and being glad therein, amen, hallelujah. Good morning to everybody. I know that your morning is good, amen, hallelujah, because you're here, amen. Even though whatever you may be going through, don't let what you're going through take toll on you. God is with you. God loves you, and everything is going to be okay. Amen. I know you're like, okay, Apostle, but right now it just seems overwhelming. Like I said, everything's going to be okay. Hallelujah. We're decreeing and declaring that word. Everything is going to be okay because we're pushing. We're pushing. We're praying until something happens in now ground. Amen. We're pushing. We're praying until something happened in now ground. So as we push, amen, as we pray, amen, as we persevere through, as we continue to just plow our way through, something is breaking, something is moving, something is coming through for us, amen. Glory to God. May God bless everybody that is online, those that are near and far. We're going to go ahead and get started. We welcome you to our 31-day journey of wisdom in the book of Proverbs. We're in day 19. We're in chapter 18. Amen. Day 18, chapter 18. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to have our very own Apostle A.B. Prince from Ghana to come on and bless us, the overseer of Hill City. Hallelujah, Church in Hill City Bible College, as well as the pastor over CBC Church and also overseeing the CBC Bible Seminary. Amen. So we thank God for his life. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Samuel. We thank God for Pastor Jacob, who is also with us during these 31 days of prayers and fasting. And myself, Lady Apostle Robin, God bless you. And you know, it takes a lot to push through these 31 days. We're halfway through, amen, a little bit halfway over, amen. And we're still pushing, we're still persevering, we're still making a way out of no way, amen. Hallelujah. And just hearing the testimonies and just hearing what the Lord is doing in people's lives, I tell you, that allows us to push even more, amen. So at the end of the day, I tell you, let's continue to push. Let's continue to plow. Let's continue to move through, amen, so that as we're moving through, we're plowing through. God is holding our hand along the way, amen. God is gearing us up. He's allowing us to stand in the battle. So keep on your armor, your war armor clothing, amen. Keep it on. Keep on your helmet of salvation, your breastplate of righteousness, your sword of the spirit, your shield of faith, your shoes, the shoes, the preparation of the gospel, your belt of truth. Come on, keep it on. Keep it on now. Don't let it off. Don't take it off. Don't lend it to nobody. Don't give it to nobody. Pray for somebody. Help encourage somebody. But don't take off that war clothes. Just like you wear your everyday clothes, you better make sure you put those clothes on before your natural clothes. Because your spiritual clothes is what's going to help keep on your natural clothes and help you plow through everything that you're pushing through. Amen. So let's go ahead and begin the reading on the word. And Lord God, we bless this word. We bless the man of God that will come, Apostle A.B. Prince, and we bless Pastor Samuel and Pastor Jacob, who is pushing us through. We bless everybody that's on the line. Open up your ears for your people to hear. open up their spirit, open up their hearts to receive, illuminate their minds for understanding, enlighten their eyes to see through the word of God. God, we thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. We come against every distraction right now in Jesus' name. So let's go ahead to the book of Proverbs chapter 18. And most of you who have just jumped online, most have not been on the line before. What we're going to do, we're going to read Proverbs 18 because we're in day 18. Then we're going to allow Apostle A.B. Prince to come on and rightfully divide the word of God and pray, amen, for us, as well as giving us a word of encouragement. And then after that, we will go into on the prayer wall and begin to pray for those that have written their prayers. So if you have prayers, if whatever platform you on, you can go ahead and send those prayer requests, send your name, send who you need prayer for. Depending on if you're on podcast, we have a live, you can send in your prayer request. If you're on Zoom, we're on Zoom. So you can zoom in as well, and other platforms, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, whatever platform you may be on, by God's grace, we're there. So send in your prayer request. We'll come and we'll say your prayer request. If you don't want to, on the podcast, we need your name, because as God is speaking, the men of God, the Lord speaks, amen. So we don't want 123 ABC. Whatever your name is, if you want to be blessed, amen, hallelujah, it's good to write who you are, amen, because God knows us by name, in Jesus' name. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. Through desire, a man, having separated himself, seek an immediate with all wisdom. A fool have no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt. And when the ignominy, reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep as water. Did you hear what that said? Ooh, Apostle A.B., you've definitely touched on that part right there. The words of a man's mouth are as deep as water, amen. And the wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook, amen. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lip enter into contention, and his mouth calleth his strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds as they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Hey, did you just hear that? The words of a talebearer, meaning somebody who gossips, somebody who come and be with you today, get all your information, then go behind your back tomorrow. The words of a talebearer is a wound, and they go down into the innermost part of the belly. Be careful. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Thank you, Lord. So call on the name of Jesus. The righteous run unto it, and it is safe. Yes, you safe. I'm safe. Hallelujah. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, as a high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of man is not as haughty, and before honor is humility. He that answer a matter before he hear it, it is a folly and shame unto him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent get knowledge, and the ear of the wise seek knowledge. Amen. We're about to talk about the power of that tongue. Hallelujah. A man's gift make room for him and bring him into great men. He that is first in his own cause seems just, but his neighbor cometh and search him. The lot cause contentions to cease. And parting between mighty, a brother of friend is harder to be won than a strong city. And their contention are the bars of castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of the mouth. With the increase of his lips shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso find a wife finds a good thing. Come on, y'all. Those out there, men, who that finds a wife finds what? A good thing. Hallelujah. So men, the ones that's looking for a husband, they're waiting. Amen. Hallelujah. The woman, you don't go find the man, but let the husband come find you. Whoso find a wife finds a good thing and obtain favor of the Lord. Because we hold favor, we give God the glory for that. The poor use entreaties, but the rich answer roughly. A man that have friends must shew himself friendly, and there's a friend that stick closer than a brother. Did you hear that? I thank God for some confidants that's coming in my life. Amen. They stick closer than a brother. Hallelujah. Be careful how you choose your friends. Remember, hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, some just come to get information. Some just come to see what you're doing. Some just come just to see what they can get. So be careful how you choose your friends. Ask God to guard your heart and ask God to show you who they are. Amen. We give God the glory. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and put on Apostle A.B. Prince. Amen. To join us. Hallelujah. And I know for sure that God is about to bless us mightily. Amen. For some reason, hallelujah, I'm trying to see somebody's asked me for the code. Amen. Which is should be the same code. Amen. To come on. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead and get him on so that we can hear him as well. Amen. So I want to be able to make sure that we're able to hear him when we call him on. Hallelujah. So let me connect him. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. We give God the honor. Hallelujah. We praise his name. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe we're pairing it. Amen. There it is. Okay. We are connected. Hallelujah. So let me go ahead and bring him in. Yesterday, we had such a good word on yesterday. He talked about building in the house. If we can't build in the house, how are we going to build? Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you, Apostle. I'm trying to put you on here. Give me a minute here. I'm trying to put you on so everybody can hear you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. So let me put him on so everybody can hear, because I want to make sure everybody's hearing loud and clear. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. We give God the honor. We welcome everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There we go. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, there we go. So let's call him now. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Apostle.
Lady Apostle.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome. Welcome. We turn the floor over Hello. To you, man of God. God bless
Hello.
You. Yes, God bless you.
Apostle.
Uh-huh. We hear you. We hear you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm fine. We turn the floor over to you this morning. God bless you.
It is well.
Amen.
It is well.
Amen.
But we will do it. But I think we'll be doing Proverbs chapter 18 this morning.
Correct.
Isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's fine.
Yes. Everybody is everybody hear you? We hear you loud and clear. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, we hear you. We hear you. We hear you loud and clear.
Awesome. Yes, uh-huh. Can I go ahead?
Yes, please. Yes.
All right. We bless God for another time in the journey of the wisdom, 31 days. God bless all the team, Pastor Robin, Pastor Jacob, Pastor Samuel. God bless us all and all the audience, those who are following. We are trusting that God will not let this 31 days journey be in vain. He will give us turning points, blessings, and experiences of his goodness. Amen.
Amen.
Wisdom, they say, is the principal thing. It's not for nothing for us to pursue wisdom for the next 31 days. Wisdom is celebrated by everybody, whether a believer or an unbeliever. So the great celebrities are the celebrities who are occupied with wisdom. We have celebrities, they parade themselves and we hear about them. But The great celebrities are the celebrities who were full of wisdom, who had wisdom deposited in them, and they were able to champion the course of wisdom. And those people, even when they are dead and gone, they will still be celebrated, and they will become celebrants to generations and generations of more. It is a priority and a requisite for life. Everybody needs wisdom, and wisdom is a priority and a requisite for life. I want to still re-echo the facts and the foundation I laid yesterday, that it takes faith to walk with God, but it takes wisdom to live on this planet Earth. It was God who gave us the mind and the spirit. The spirit needs faith to be relevant in our dealings with God. But the mind of every individual and every human being needs wisdom to be productive. The mind alone doesn't get wisdom by itself until it is fueled with information that are relevant, which has the propensity to bring us into such success and establish us as better models of life, so that people will emulate where we got into and they will learn wisdom from what we are doing. Wisdom is the fuel of the mind. It's like having a car and not having a fuel. It doesn't matter how beautiful the car is. If there's no fuel in the car cannot get anywhere. A life without wisdom will not get anywhere. Business without wisdom will not get anywhere. Relationship without wisdom will not get anywhere. Vision without wisdom will not get anywhere. Dreams, desires without wisdom will not get anywhere. As a matter of fact, since it takes a fuel to be able to take the car wherever the car wants to go, the same thing applies to wisdom when it is inbuilt or when it is put in the system of the human system or the physical system or the organizational system, every system of human endeavor. When the application of wisdom is put in there, when the program of wisdom is put in there, automatically we will see results and we will get into destinations of greatness and awesomeness. So since wisdom is the fuel of the mind, we need wisdom to be able to fuel the mind so that the mind can be productive, so that we can be able to become relevant to our generation. In the dealings of life, every one of us needs to be wise, and every one of us needs wisdom. That is why the book of Proverbs was written by King Solomon, the son of the king. He was the son of a king, and at the same time, a king. So Solomon was not an ordinary person, but his understanding about the operations of life gave him a desire to pursue wisdom, and he cried for wisdom. So in the book of Proverbs, Solomon will encourage us that every one of us should cry for wisdom. So in these 31 days, we are trusting that God will help us as we cry for wisdom, and this wisdom will give us a lot of directions into dimensions of life so that our destinations be solid in life. This morning we want to pick some few verses in Proverbs chapter 18 in our study so that we can pray. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 15, Apostle Paul said that I will pray with my spirit and I'll also pray with my understanding. We cannot pray without having an understanding about what we are praying about. So we want to learn and study on a few things so that afterwards we will zoom into an atmosphere of prayer with our spirit, and we'll begin to involve the power of God to come and work in our lives. So Paul said, I will pray with my spirit and I will pray with my understanding. And we need to get these understandings so that we can walk into prayer. Understanding is the result of the combination of knowledge and wisdom. When knowledge and wisdom is combined, knowledge plus wisdom gives us understanding. So Paul wants to tell us that I will pray with my spirit and I will pray with my understanding. Simply means I will pray with my spirit, I will pray with knowledge, I will pray with wisdom, and which will give me understanding. And when there is an understanding, it means everything I am pursuing will be possible, because understanding is a giant. Understanding is great. Jesus opened the eyes of the disciples so that they can understand the scriptures. The Bible says the sons of Issachar, the children of Issachar, were powerful in their generation because they were full of understanding. Understanding will make us kings and queens to our generation. Without understanding, nobody will get anywhere. Father, we give you praise. Thank you that you give us understanding. In the name of Jesus. Now, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 1, the first verse. True desire, a man having separated himself, seeks and intermeddles with all wisdom. I like the word all wisdom. All wisdom is all wisdom. It means that wisdom is not one, wisdom is not two. We have a lot of wisdoms on this earth. That's why the book of Proverbs gives us a lot of wisdom. Wisdom about relationship, wisdom about work, wisdom about the name of the Lord, wisdom about wealth. So in Proverbs chapter 18, there's a lot of wisdom outlined here, which I will make touches on. So Solomon is saying, true desire, a man having separated himself, seeks and intermeddles with all wisdom. So these are some of the wisdom we'll be dealing with. In Proverbs chapter 18, in verse 1, verse 9, we'll talk about the wisdom about work, how to handle our work, our attitude to work. Verse 10, we'll talk about the name of the Lord, wisdom concerning the name of the Lord. When we read the Bible, in 1 Kings chapter 10 and chapter 11, the Bible says that the Queen of Sheba, when he heard about the greatness of Solomon concerning the name of his Lord, he heard about the greatness of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord. So it means that Solomon's wisdom and Solomon's greatness was connected to the wisdom he had concerning the name of the Lord. And in verse 11, we'll talk about wealth, wisdom about wealth. You will touch on wisdom about wealth. Wealth is important. Wealth is important. Sometimes there's something I used to say every day, that everything is important in this world. Everything is important. There's nothing that is not important. Everything is important. And wealth is also important. Verse 12 talks about how we can understand wisdom about promotion and demotions in life. Verse 14 talks about carefulness, how to have a careful spirit, so that we can be able to handle our spirit within the highs and the lows of life, the challenges of life. And verse 16 talks about our giftings. Yes, our giftings. You cannot succeed in this life without having a gift. Verse 18 talks about decision making. Verse 19 talks about relationship. Verse 20 or 21 together talks about words, the words that comes from our mouth. And verse 22 talks about marriage, how to choose a life partner. And verse 24 talks about friendship. So I'm starting with verse 1. True desire, a man having separated himself, seeks and intermediates with all wisdom. It means that the desire of everybody, desire alone doesn't bring prosperity. They say if wishes were horses, beggars would ride them. Many of us, we desire, but we don't pursue our desires. And we don't make the right move to be able to bring the desire to bear. So the desire must separate us from certain things. It means that everybody desiring something notable, something tangible, something great, the person must try to separate himself. Because from the crowd, he must be able to move away from the crowd. Because when sometimes we get so much in the crowd, sometimes we mix the crowd. So we have to separate ourselves from the crowd. What the majority, sometimes they say majority carries the word. No, when you have destiny and want to pursue dreams and assignments in life, you don't focus on the majority. You focus on yourself. You focus on the assignment God has given to you. And the Bible says Joseph focused on himself, and God alone. God spoke to Joseph alone in the Bible, and Joseph saw the good of God alone, and his brothers were in the majority, but Joseph said, no, I'm in the minority. I'm in the plan of God. I'm in the plan and the purpose of God. So I'm in the minority. So the brothers were attacking Joseph. It was 12 against one. Joseph was the one, and the other were 12, but it didn't matter, because Joseph was in the minority. Because the only way Joseph can be able to intermeddle with wisdom to bring his desire and the desire of God for his life to bear upon his life was that Joseph must separate himself from the crowd. We need to separate ourselves from the masses, separate ourselves from the people who are not going anywhere. Most people are not going anywhere. We live in a generation where you might think that, you might assume that some people are going somewhere. No, they are not going anywhere. And if you want to see your desire being fulfilled and being fruitful, we got to move away from those people, separate ourselves, and be able to receive the crown. So when we move from the crowd, we get the crown. And before we can move the crowd, before we can get the crown, we need to create a cloud for our lives. We need to create the cloud. And when we have the cloud, then we get the cloud. So it's very important that to desire a man separate himself, seeks an intermediate of wisdom. So it means that you cannot pursue wisdom without separating ourselves. That is why in this 31 days, we have to separate ourselves for this 31 day journey so that we can pursue wisdom from heaven in matters of reality, matters of relevance, matters of destiny, so that God can visit us in this 31 day and visit us and touch our lives and bless our lives. In verse 9, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Attitude to work is very paramount when it comes to work. Many of us, our attitude to work is full of laziness. We are not up and doing. We have relaxed in life. And the wisdom here Solomon is talking about is that we need to have a positive attitude to work. We need to encourage ourselves for work. Work is not punishment. Work is a matter of destiny. Paul the apostle said, if anybody will not work, let not the person eat. So it means that many of us think that God gave work in the Garden of Eden before when Adam fell. No, God gave Adam work before he fell. So Adam was already working before the fall of Adam came. So it means that work is a priority in the sight of God. One of the presidents of Ghana said, "Life is work and work is life." President Osagyefo Kwame Nkrumah, the first president of Ghana who gained independence for Ghana, said, "Life is work and work is life." So it means that if you have life, life is about work. If you are working, working is about life. So we work for life and we live for work. Hallelujah. God bless everyone. My God, I feel like touching this morning. I feel the oil flowing. I feel the hand of God coming. I feel the power of God touching lives, giving us wisdom and helping us to be able to understand all wisdom. We have understood the wisdom about desire. We are now dealing with the wisdom about our attitude to work. And anybody who is slow to work is a great waster. It means that you are like the devil. The devil came to waste people's life. And the Bible says, whoever is slothful to work, whoever have a bad attitude to work, by the person is a great waster. He will waste his own life. He will waste his own destiny. The generation of people around the person will be a waste because of the bad attitude to work. My God, help us, Lord, to be able to understand the positive attitude to work. Work is life. In verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. We need wisdom about the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is not an ordinary name. It is a tower. It is something that cannot be hidden. When we are talking about the name of the Lord, it's a tower. Towers cannot be hidden. When you get into an environment, a community, and the moment you get your eyes on a tower, you will feel that, oh, let me lift up my eyes and see this tower. This tower is nice. It's like towers cannot be hidden. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower. It's not just a tower, but a tower that is strong. A tower that cannot be broken because the name of the Lord stands as a tower. It means that the time has come that people who come to God must see God as a tower. When God becomes a tower, it means that God is unmovable, is unshakable, and whatever we connect to him, it doesn't matter the problems we find ourselves, nothing can shake God and nothing can shake us. The Bible says so that the thing that cannot be shaken alone will stand. Believers cannot be shaken. Our destinies cannot be shaken. Our dreams cannot be shaken. Everything we stand for, we represents the glory of God, and we stand to glorify God. It's unshaken because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous must understand this wisdom. A righteous person who is hearing the sound and voice must understand this wisdom. When you are a righteous person, right standing with God, right attitude towards the things of God, right relationship with God, right connection with your Bible, right connection with people who are also well endowed with the things of God. The Bible said the righteous run to the name of the Lord. So the righteous shouldn't deal with
Amen. We hear you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Yeah, we live in a generation where people.
Jesus, I carry a sheep. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shakaria Boyama Shikata. Shakata Tatata. Shakaria Bosakata Toto. Sakata. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give God the praise. Hallelujah. We magnify his name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to get this word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just continue to pray. Come on. Let's just continue to pray in the spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Come on. We're going to keep on praying. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's keep praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Shakata kariata kariashikatu. Rosa kariata ta 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 ba shakata rosa kate kebe. We give you glory. 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 We magnify you, O God. We glorify you, O God. Shala la la rosi kariaba satata. Rosa kate koriaba shikate. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We magnify your name, O God. Shakati Korea Bashikato. Brosa Kata Tata Bariato Korea Basha. Oh, we give you praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you glory. We glorify you, O God. We glorify you, O God. We magnify you, O God. Brosa Karia Shakata Tata. Brosiki Bibi 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 Brosa kata tata taba shakata. Brosa kati karia shikibi. Broria ta karia toria mashakata tata ta. Brosa kata tata taba shikoto. Brosi kibi karia bashikoto. We give you glory, O God. We give you glory, O God. Boshi kataria shakata tata ta. Brosa kati karia shikotoria basata ta. Broria basa kata kata. Come on, let's pray, 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 pray. Brosi kati koria mashikato. Rebre bre brosi karia shakata kayata. Halia to koria bashikato to 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 to. Roria basha karia basa karia mama mobusu kotia boshikata. Shikaria mama mata karia sakaria baba baba boshikataria te. Shikatoria masatata. Thank you, God. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. Yashikoria sakaria mama 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 mama. Yasakati koto. Shikaria taria bashikoto. La 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 sakata. Shakati koria masikoto.
Those cadets. Elamakoto Limakata, Rekoto Masata, Rapata Likata. We pray in the name of Jesus, the wisdom of the Lord, the wisdom of the Lord. God should grant us all wisdom. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, Rabado Sadamahaya, Mikasa, Matunelemo Kobadia, Tasia, Rapele Koshanda Rabaziandes, Matukata, Likatoska, Miliakapa Dimoko Sandamaya, Adiba Zuse Gada, Rabado Skadamakata, we pray for all wisdom. In the name of Jesus, we pray for all wisdom. Rapa Pariko Sandarabaya. Rebando mokosata, itako vandi makata, rabandi mokosanda makata, bandi makavariato siataba. In the name of Jesus, ikede mohosa, sekete karuska daba, rabandi mokotoska variata. In the name of Jesus, we are praying, we are still praying, we are praying for understanding. As the apostle was elaborating on the place of understanding, that we need to get understanding. We pray for the understanding of life, understanding of the times and the season that we are in. We pray for understanding. God should grant us understanding. And Jesus opened their understanding. In the name of Jesus, we pray for understanding this morning. Lift your voice that God should grant you understanding. Understanding in the place of business. Understanding in the place of marriage. Understanding in the place of ministry. Understanding in the place of finances. Understanding in the place of your Christian walk. In the name of Jesus, we pray for understanding. Father, grant us understanding this morning. In the name of Jesus, in this day, for 18, we pray that Father, in this day of wisdom, in Proverbs 18, we pray for understanding by the power of the Holy Ghost. Ikadoho Sandarabaya, Brilliantho Sandamagada, grant us understanding this day. In the name of Jesus, for the sons of Issachar, they have understanding of the times. We pray that Father, you give us the power to understand the times. In the name of Jesus, pray that you give us the power to understand the seasons and to discern the seasons. In the name of Jesus, we pray for understanding. In the name of Jesus, Ikato Sandaramakata, Rapanto Sandamakata, Ribado Sanda Libasaya, Dibra Sosokoto, Pilia Kota Libasa, Rapande Moko Sandama, Yabanda Makatu Sama, Yabandi Moko Torimo Sandama, Yapanda Makata, Nikotoro Moko Sanda Mariasa. In the name of Jesus, we are looking up where we are still praying. In the verse 4, it says, the words of a man's mouth are deep waters, but the fountain of wisdom is babbling brook. We want to pray that our words will be sweeter. When we speak God, our words will bring healing. Our words will bring restoration. Our words will touch the life of people. We want to pray that this morning, may the Lord God touch our tongue with his words, and so that when we speak, our words will be like deep waters. In the name of Jesus, Ikato Sataba, we want to lift our prayer that in the name of Jesus, wherever we enter, wherever we move, our words will bring restoration. Our words will bring healing. Our words will bring deliverance. Yeah. Our words will cause his men to move in the things of God. We are lifting that prayer. Lama Sataba, may God touch our mouth. In the name of Jesus, may our mouth be sweeter and bring healings and bring restoration and bring multiplications. In the name of Jesus, the words of a man's mouth are deep waters. In the name of Jesus, deep waters will flow from our tongue. In the name of Jesus, deep waters will flow from our tongue. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, Ikato Saba Nikata, lift your voice, lift your voice. In the name of Jesus, we pray by the power of the Holy Ghost, the Lord will touch our tongue, the Lord will touch our words. In the name of Jesus, our words will not just be a mere words, but we speak, it will carry the power of God, it will carry the presence of God. Our words will carry restoration, our words will bring deliverance, our words Christ will bring salvation. In the name of Jesus, Ikatosha, Ikalaba, somebody declares this morning, proclaim good things upon your days, proclaim good things upon your work, proclaim good things upon your business, proclaim good things upon your family. Release the blessings of God from your mouth, because your words are deep waters. I want you to lift your voice and begin to speak, speak to situation, speak to things, declare that there will be a breakthrough, there will be a restoration, there will be power, there will be the presence of God, the touch of God's presence. Release from, release good words. Release good words this morning, because your words are deep waters. Ikadamahaya, ayakadu samahaya. We decree and declare that somebody's life is changing. We decree and declare that somebody is coming to the Lord. We decree and declare that somebody is entering the corridors of power. We decree and declare that somebody is receiving the impartation of power. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that there is a restoration of homes. There is a restoration of marriages. We decree and declare that somebody is entering the place of career. We decree and declare that somebody is entering the place of breakthrough. We speak sweet words. We declare deep waters. In the name of Jesus, we declare good words. In the name of Jesus, Ikato Shabaya, Yapanikata, Ripato Shindala Masaya, Indalakota, Rapandu Kotaliata. In the name of Jesus, we want to lift up prayer in verse number 9, as the apostle was speaking. He says, well, one who is cracked in his work. He said that wisdom is the place of our work. We need wisdom in our work. We want to pray that God should give us the wisdom to manage our work, to manage our business, to manage our work. We pray for wisdom to manage our work in the name of Jesus. We pray that, Father, let us, oh God, receive wisdom. Give us the spirit of wisdom to manage our work, the things of work that we need to do, the kind of work we need to apply. Right. Wherever we need to work, give us the wisdom. Any work that you have given us, give us the wisdom, O Lord, to know how to manage the work, to know how to make that work be a blessing to generation. In the name of Jesus, this morning, somebody, you are receiving the power, the spirit, the grace, the wisdom to do your work. There is the power of God is coming upon someone. Your work is being restored. Your work is being coming alive. Your work is being receiving multiples. I declare multiple this morning upon our works. I pray that our work are getting together. All you dry bones, come back to life. Any business that has been broken, that business is coming back to life. That business is coming back to life. That work is coming back to life. Let every talent in us come out. Anybody who need talent, the giftings in us come out. The giftings to work, the talent to work, the grace, oh God, we need the finances to do business, the wisdom to manage our business. We release it this morning in the name of Jesus. Anybody believing God for a job, anybody believing God, oh God, for a job, we declare that place granted by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, pray in the name. Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Samuel. We got an apostle back. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Samuel. God bless you. Amen. Apostle. Let's go back 1 second. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank you, Jesus. Apostle. Hallelujah. Apostle, we hear you. God bless you. 1 second. I'm putting you on the speaker. Hold on, please. God bless you. We give God glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostles. Okay, we hear you.
Yeah. All right. Couple of last week, we had a problem, technical problem, but the grace of God, I've come back. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So let's pray. We want to pray for wealth. We want to pray for wealth. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 11. The rich man's wealth is a strong city. We need wealth. Everything is important. Wealth is the third level of the ladder of God that is wealth. We are praying that as we pray, may God give us wealth. May God give his people wealth. May God make us a wealthy people. Let's pray. We pray for wealth. We pray for wealth. Lord, in the name of Jesus, the Bible, the rich man's wealth is his prosperity. We pray for an outpouring of wealth. We pray in the name of Jesus for an outpouring of wealth. Spirit of God, let the heavens be open. Give the church wealth. Give your people wealth. Make us wealthy. Make us wealthy. In the name of Jesus, we pray for wealth. We pray for wealth. We pray for wealth. We pray for open doors of wealth. We pray for open doors of wealth. In the name of Jesus, in the next minutes, as we are bringing the segment to the close, we lift up prayer for wealth. We lift up prayer for wealth. Let there be wealth. Give us wisdom, O God, to be able to get wealth, wisdom to raise wealth, wisdom to acquire wealth. It is not a sin to be wealthy, because when you are wealthy, Solomon was a wealthy king. When the queen of Sheba visited Solomon, she showed up. Solomon, a wealthy king, he had more than enough and enough and enough and enough and enough. We pray, oh God Almighty, give us more than enough and enough and enough and enough. We pray for wealth in the name of Jesus. We pray for transfer of wealth. We pray for transfer of wealth. We pray for transfer of wealth. The Bible says the wealth of the sinner shall be transferred to the righteous. We pray for wealth. We pray for wealth. We pray for wealth. Cry for wealth. We want to lift up prayer for wealth. Oh God, transfer wealth to the church. Transfer wealth to your people. Let wealth, oh God, be granted. Let an atmosphere of wealth visit our grounds, visit our foundation. Let the power of poverty be broken off the church, be broken off your people, be broken, oh God, upon everyone who is hearing the sound of our voice. We break the power of poverty. Poverty is not from God. Poverty is evil. Therefore, oh God Almighty, we attack the spirit of poverty. We attack the spirit of lack. God, destined. We need to have wealth. 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 Give us the wealth of the nation. The wealth of the nation shall be our portion. Say it, the Lord. The wealth of the nations, because when wealth is in the right hand, is in the right hands, it can be directed rightly. Wealth is in the hands of wrong people, and they are misdirecting wealth. They are using the wealth they have to do a lot of sin, to do a lot of vices. The Bible says, and they gave them the people money so that they can go and spew lies about the resurrection of Jesus, and so that people not believe that Jesus has resurrected. They paid money so that people who cannot go and tell us about Christ's resurrection. So it means that if the church doesn't have money, we cannot tell people the truth about the resurrection of the gospel. The truth about God, the truth about the kingdom of God cannot be promoted without wealth. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus, give your people wealth. Give your people wealth. Let wealth be commanded from the north. Let wealth be commanded from the east. Let wealth be commanded from the south. Let wealth be commanded from the west. Into the environment of your people, let the people of God be granted wealth. Lord, in the name of Jesus, prosper the church with wealth. Prosper us with wealth. Prosper Christian families with wealth. Prosper people, oh God, who have good heart, good mind, who have good motive, oh God Almighty. We pray for a release of health. Give us wealth. Loose us from the power of poverty. Yes. Loose us from the power of poverty. Yes. We break the power of poverty. We are breaking out from the power of poverty. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, wealth is taking over poverty. Wealth is taking in place of poverty. Mm. We will be wealthy. If we have a lot of enough, if we have enough resources, if we have enough, we can do enough. If we have enough money, we can do enough. If we have enough resources, we can be able to take the nations for God. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, through wealth, my people shall be promoted. I will bless my people through wealth. Lord, download wealth, download wealth, download wealth. We will not be poor. We refuse to be poor. We bind the power of poverty. We break the power of poverty. Many people saying that poverty is normal. No, poverty is demonic. Poverty is devilish.
Yes.
We curse the demon of poverty. We curse the devil of poverty. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we silence the voice of poverty. Every voice that has opened against our lives, that hey, I will make them poor. They can't succeed. They can't prosper. They can't enjoy wealth. We silence the voice of poverty by reason of the blood of Jesus. By the power of God in the name of Jesus. Pharaoh told Moses and the people of Israel, he told that you can go and serve God, but go with empty. Don't go with nothing. Leave your flocks, leave your sheep, leave your wealth, leave everything. And Moses said unto Pharaoh, Pharaoh, you are a liar. We will go with our wealth.
Hey.
We will go with our money. We will go with our gold. We will go with everything. We are not leaving everything in captivity. Once God has loosed us from captivity, we are entering into prosperity. My God has filled the oil of
Jesus.
God dripping upon the people of God. That God is about to raise us beyond the wildest imaginations of the enemy of poverty. Enemy of poverty, you have lost the battle over our lives. We will not be poor because we need enough to be able to run the vision God has given us. We need enough to be able to support a lot of homeless people. We need enough to be able to supply a lot of food. We need enough to be able to give people a lot of the goodness of God. God has shown us we need enough of what God is doing in our life. Therefore, we can be able to share, because a man cannot give what he doesn't have. Jesus said, the apostle said, what such as I have will give. We can only give what we have. Oh God, give us enough. As we lift up prayer, we pray for wealth. We pray for wealth. We pray for wealth. We pray for wealth. Our last prayer point we are praying. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, they are saved. We don't come to God, we run to God. We are running to the tower. Father, we run to you. We run to you for mercy. We run to you for mercy. We are praying the last prayer. We are praying the prayer of mercy. Oh God, we run to you for mercy. We run to you for help. We run to you for grace. We run to you for open doors. We run to you for upliftment. We run to you for healing. We run to you for revival. We run to God because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to that tower. And they are saved. When the airplane went to land, the airplane had connection with the tower. The airplane will land safely. The flight will land safely because the tower, those on the tower will give the pilot a lot of information how to land, and landing will be safe. Aye, talota. Mantole, Baba. We will not safe. We will land safe. We will land safe. Pull up fire. If we are run to the tower of God, italeba, our destiny, the destiny is secure. Our destiny is sure. We will end 2020 in joy. We will end this month with testimony. We will end this month with glory.
Yeah.
We will end this month with the power of God. We will finish this 21-day journey of wisdom in glory and praise to the living God.
Oh.
What is impossible shall be possible. The barrier is broken. The attack in the name of Jesus is broken. The embargo on our life is lifted. The glory of God, we decree and declare, will shine upon every soul. Will shine upon our lives. Thank you, Holy Father.
Well.
So God was an encounter with destiny. Our destiny is released. Our desires are released. Our expectations are released. The expectations of the righteous will not be cut off. We have run to the name of the Lord. Let me say, you come against me with sword, spear, and javelin. But I come against Goliath with the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
We have come against poverty with the name of the Lord. We have come against sickness and disease with the name of the Lord. We have come against every attack of the enemy in the name of the Lord.
Jesus.
And David said, I will overcome you, Goliath. This morning, you are more than an overcomer.
Thank you, Lord.
We have overcome everything that has overcome us, because the power of God has come over us. When power comes over us, we overcome. Overcomers are the people whom the power of God has come upon them. Receive the power of God upon
Jesus.
Our life.
Receive
the power of God upon your business. Receive the power of God upon your family. Receive the power of God upon your expectations. We see the power of God upon your relationship. We see the power of God upon your dreams and your visions of life. The power of God has come. Therefore, we are more than an overcomer. I see you overcoming. In Jesus' mighty name, I bless your soul. I bless your spirit. I bless your body. So shall it be according to the counsel of God and the will of God for our life. Nevertheless, the counsel of God has come. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. We give God the praise. We just pray and just ask the Lord to just fill you back up. You just lit us up. Fire of the Holy Spirit that's in you. My God, may God pour the anointing back in you, Apostle. May God continue to lift you up, continue to favor you. Whatever need that you have, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that like they did in the book of Acts, they brought to the apostles' feet. I pray that whatever need that you have, they bring it to the apostles' feet as you distribute it evenly among your people. I pray that God continue to use you to continue to bring salvation through the words that's in your mouth, through the wisdom that's in your mouth, through the prayers that's been released out of your mouth. May God bless the ministry. May God bless the seminary Bible college as people learn rightfully how to divide the word of God and how people is able to walk and know their calling. May God bring resources from the north, the east, the south, and the west in the mighty name of Jesus. May God strengthen you. May God strengthen you. May God strengthen you in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for your family. I pray for your marriage. I pray for those that God is using you to touch in the mighty name of Jesus. And every enemy that tries to rise up against you, let it be condemned in Jesus' name. Allow the fire and the glory and the anointing to chase you, to be over you, to be in you and through you as you go forth to preach the good news. May God bless you, Apostle A.B. Prince. My God, my God, my God. You know, let me tell you, one thing we understand is that we understand there's going to always be some type of, hindrances. Amen. See, it's even in my trying to come in my mouth, but it won't work. Hindrances. But see, thank God that we've been on the threshing floor praying, and we, not because we're strong, but because of the grace of God that's on our life, we know how to go in and begin to break those distractions and those hindrances. Because anytime a right now word, remember we said we're pushing. You know, Apostle A.B., he decreed that word in the beginning. In the beginning, before the fast, he said, y'all, let's push. Let's push. You know, and as we've been pushed, yes, yes, push. And then I said, you know what, Apostle, come on, I'm pushish. You know, because I felt it when he said push. I said, no, I got to put an S on it because I need it right now. So I need to pray until something happens suddenly. Then I said, you know what? No. Then he came back and said, we pushing, I-N-G. So I said, okay, we pushing. We're praying until something happened in new ground. And then I said, you know what? No, we're already in the new. So we're praying until something happened in the now ground. Amen. So we're pressing. We're pushing through. We're persevering through. We're plowing through. So, you know, the enemy don't never want us to hear a word that's going to help us plow through. And today, this was truly a word because it's showing us how to plow through. It's showing us how to persevere through. So we thank God for that right now word. See, we can never be cut off and we can never be shut up. Because when a right now word needs to be released into the people of God, no matter what, even if we got to wait, we're going to get that word. Amen. And we got that word today. So we thank you, Apostle, for persevering. You not only push through, but you plow through. You say, you know what? I can't get no sound. I can't get through text. I can't get through a call. Nothing is coming. I was going to the boss. You know, Boss Revolution, amen. I said, if I got to call him live, I'm calling him, amen. Hallelujah. When we go to the boss, meaning our father, amen, he got to make it work. And as I was going to go through the boss, God, the boss, stepped in and you called in. So we thank God, amen, glory to God. So, y'all, I'm telling you, that God just showed us how to plow through today. We didn't give up. We could have said, well, okay, we're just going to pray. We're going to go ahead and cut it. No, no, no. We got work to do here. And let me tell you, as you also be a blessing, amen, be a blessing coming on. You're coming on. We thank you. We know it's not easy coming on. But like he said, you know, we're not walking in poverty. We're walking in our wealth. So as we're even walking in our wealth, we also got to understand also that when we give, we're even more blessed. When we give even out of our need, we're more blessed because God knows our heart. God knows our motive. So even in this, let's begin to give. You may know somebody in need that needs something. You know, don't call them, just give. You know, when you're in the Spirit of God will lay on your heart what to do. Like Apostle said, you know, in ministry, it takes not just resources, but it takes financial resources to preach the gospel because you have to get back and forth. You need gas. You have a building. You have the utilities and things of that sort. Amen. So it also takes for us to also look out for the kingdom of God. Those that you know that are laboring, those that you know that are plowing, that are persevering through. You know, we're grateful. We're thankful for all that any and everybody give, even if you only had a penny to give, any if you had a dollar to give. But when you got a means to give, you should really give out of your heart. You know, we thank God for your 20 and your 30, but a 20 and a 30 can't keep the lights on. I'm being now one thing about this platform, we're gonna be truth. We're not gouging anybody, pressing anybody for money, but we want to speak truth. We're teaching wisdom. You're gonna get truth. So in all things, when you have a mean, you should be able to give more than enough because it takes money to do ministry. It takes money to be a blessing because even though you may have resources when you're out there helping people, they may need their electric cut on. They may need their rent paid. They may need something else more than food. They may need something else more than just prayer. So the more resources we have in the kingdom of God, the more we able to do more for people because you can't preach to somebody that's hungry. You can't preach to somebody that know that tomorrow that they may be sleeping on the street. Even though you're going to give them the word of God, but you got to help them in their need. So I'm praying that as we're going through these 31 days and even after this, let's give, let's sow, let's pour into the kingdom of God because it's those out there that are really doing the work, that are really, and not only that, they don't have a salary. The church don't pay them. They don't have a weekly pay. Matter of fact, they use their own resources to do and work the kingdom of God. I know because I'm one of them. They're one of them. So it's not like we're expecting a check at the end of the week, the end of the month. We don't get a stipend. Even when we go out, we don't even ask for honoraries. You know, nowadays you ask for honoraries, which, okay, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying God always blesses those as they go out. So I'm saying in this to say your blessing is in your giving. Your blessing is in your perseverance. Your blessing is in you even praying for us. I know we're on this line. We're praying for you. But call up a prayer for Apostle A.B. Prince. Call up a prayer for Pastor Samuel. Call up a prayer for Pastor Jacob. Call up a prayer for Lady Apostle Robin Stokes. Because at the end of the day, your prayers is also welcome. Your prayers is also needed. Amen. So we give God the glory. And we just obeying the voice of God. And for those that need prayer, please, you can send it into your cast. You can send it into whatever thing that you have. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go to the prayer list. And I added some more people in. I want to pray for a brother Tommy. I want to pray for a sister Katica. I want to pray for sister Sylvia. I want to pray for Mother Florence and her family. I want to pray for Pastor Samuel, Pastor Jacob, Apostle A.B. Prince. God bless you. I want to continue to pray. Hallelujah for my me. Hallelujah. I want to continue to pray for Sister Veronica and her husband, Pastor, her husband. I want to continue to pray for all those that we touched on yesterday because majority of the people that came out for food, we also want to lift them up in prayer. We want to lift up Kenya. We want to lift up Deontay Howard, hallelujah, Cheyenne, Kingston, Margaret. We want to list, also lift up Margaret's daughter, Avery. We want to lift up Evangelist Todd. Amen. Evangelist Todd have traveled to Florida, so we praying for a safe travel and as God use him. We want to continue to pray for Prophetess Tammy, hallelujah. We want to continue to pray for Noella. We want to continue to pray for Reverend Esther Azamore, her family, Uncle Dan, Sister Antoinette and her family, Dr. Fidelis and Tien, Apostle Sharon and Bishop Gary, Apostle Sharon Jones, Evelyn, Mama Evelyn, Doreen, Reverend Enoch, hallelujah, Mary, Paula, Pascaline, Elsie. We also want to pray for Elsie, another Elsie, three Elsies. We want to pray for First Lady Veronica, Joseph. We want to continue to pray for Robert and Ronald, Katara, Pastor Chris, Mia, Toria, Vicky, Darielle, Derek, Deontay, Cassius, hallelujah, Cassidy, Junior, Tanya. We want to continue to lift up Susan. We want to continue to lift up, hallelujah, the body of Christ, those that are sick. We want to continue to lift up Michael, hallelujah. We want to continue to lift up Michael and his children. We want to continue to lift up Donald, hallelujah. We want to continue to lift up Sam, hallelujah. We want to continue to lift up David, amen. We want to continue to lift up Gary. We want to continue, hallelujah, to lift up again those that are in a hospital. We want to continue to lift up Apostle Joe and his family. We'll continue to lift up, hallelujah, those that are in need, those that are going through. We want to lift up marriages. We want to lift up our children. We want to lift up our education system, our government system, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to lift up the body of Christ. We want to lift up every leader, every pastor that are pastoring and in just pastoring coming through a pandemic. You know, most pastors have not passed through a pandemic. So let's pray for their mind. Amen. For their mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Because there's been a transition. Hallelujah. In the body of Christ so that they get stable and be able to stay focused on the vision. Glory to God. Let's continue to pray for the fivefold ministry. Let's continue to pray for our young people, those that God have called out into this new ground, into this now ground. Let's continue to pray wisdom, more wisdom into their minds. Hallelujah. Let's continue to pray for Sister Doreen. Glory to God. And her husband. Glory to God. Let's continue to pray for Rita. Let's continue to pray. Amen. Glory to God. Let's continue to pray. Amen. I'm reading them down right here off the list here. Amen. That's why I said, if you want prayer, go ahead and put your real name. Amen. Let's continue to pray for Alfred. Amen. Let's continue to pray for Fred. Glory to God. Amen. Let's continue to pray. Hallelujah. For Becky. Hallelujah. Let's continue to pray for, I don't know that name. That looked like that's just the name that somebody put in there. But if you're a GB, put in your real name so we can pray for you. Let's pray for Adam. Let's pray for Gilbert. Glory to God. Glory to God. I know you're like, well, wow, she's just straight to the point. That's right. Because the truth gonna set us free. So help us God. That's the problem. We're not used to the truth. We're not used to something that's going to grow us, something that's going to mature us, something that's going to bring us into our rightful place in God. You know, it's very vital as leaders that we speak the truth. Amen. And nothing but the truth, so help us God. But we also speak it in love, we speak it with compassion, but we don't sugarcoat it. We bring it forth, because that's why the people of God and those that are looking to build relationship with God are lost. I was talking to someone, they were saying that it's not that I don't want to come over and know about Jesus or come over to give myself to Christ, but I just don't know too much about him. You know, I only know this place where I'm at, this religion where I'm at, and this is all that I know. So I say this to say to our leaders, you know what, let's lead people back to the word of God. Amen. Because when we're leading people back to the word of God is able to break down an understanding in their minds, because when we try to bring so much, amen, it's like a person just everything just go on in the mind, because first of all, the devil begins to fight them. Why? Because they're about to change size, amen. They're about to come over to the light, amen. And even anytime you're coming over to the light, amen, the enemy is always going to try to suppress you and vex your spirit, going to always try to hinder your move, amen. So that's why we have to make sure that we're making it clear. I say this and I say this again. You cannot force people to join your church or come. You have to just ask them and allow the Holy Spirit to compel them to come, amen, and give them the word. So give them the word of God, that not preach the Bible down their throat. Maybe hand them a Bible and then take time out and just go through it with them. Even if it's day that you're not at church on Sunday, you know, taking a day out of a week, you know, spending a half an hour or an hour just breaking down the word of God to them, you know, that will open up their understanding to where it won't confuse them. I'm telling you, this is what people are saying. So if we want to win more people to Christ, I'm telling you, we're going to have to do it that way. Give them the word, let the word. That's why we're in the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. The book where people can learn Christ, learn the truth and everything. So let's go ahead and pray. Amen. Apostle had left us, amen, but I know that he's here, amen. He was having trouble with the phone, but we thank God for his word. So I'm going to ask Pastor Samuel to come back on and pray for everyone that I have prayed, and any other prayer request, prayer point that he may have, amen, that the Lord has given unto him, amen. And also we want to pray for Evans, amen. So more prayer requests is coming in. So as we're, I'm calling off the prayer request, Pastor Samuel will come and pray for everybody that I've called to the forefront. Amen. If I missed you, let's also pray for Manessa. Glory to God. Let's pray for Evangelist Lynn, her son. Glory to God. Let's pray for hallelujah, Evangelist. Hallelujah. Evangelist, like I said, Todd. Amen. Glory to God. Let's continue to pray for them. Amen. Let's continue to pray for Apostle Sharon again. Amen. Cheyenne, her children. Let's pray for Kingston. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's pray for Sister Alberta and her family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those in the New Day African Market, let's pray for those. Amen. As well, let's pray for Robin Vickers. Let's continue to keep her in prayer for healing. Amen. We thank God for her life. Let's pray for Sister Tina. Amen. Let's pray for Brother Tommy and his friends from Congo. Let's pray for Sister Rose. Amen. Let's pray for Pastor Al in Jesus' name. Let's pray for Sister Vanea. Let's pray for Dr. Fidelis. Amen. Let's pray for Kathy. Amen. Let's pray, hallelujah, again for Sister Gina. Glory to God. Let's pray for Maine. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. Let's pray for Elder Linda. Let's pray for Apostle Diana. Let's pray for Evangelist Faith. Amen. Let's pray for Pastor Ed. Let's pray for Clarence. Glory to God. Let's pray for Keisha and Carton in Jesus' name and their children. Let's pray for Apostle Dr. Anthony Clark and the ministry. We give God the glory. Let's continue to pray for Apostle Cole, Apostle Gail. God bless you. Let's continue to pray for Mommy Lily in the ministry. Amen. Let's continue to pray for Barbara. Let's continue to pray for First Lady let's pray for Keisha. Let's pray for Deborah. Let's pray for Angie in Jesus' name. Let's continue to pray, hallelujah, for Candy. Let's continue to pray for Robin Craig and Bobby. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's continue to pray for Shaky and her family. Let's continue to pray for Ivy and her family. Let's also continue to just pray for the body of Christ. Amen. I'm getting through my list. I believe I'm about done. So Pastor Samuel, if you have anybody, you can go ahead and add them. But I think I'm about done right now. God bless you. Wait a minute, I'm putting you back on.
Every name that have been mentioned, and we release the glory of the Lord, the hand of deliverance, the hand of mercy over their life. We pray that those who are sick, believing you for healing, may declare the supernatural healing power to touch their life in the name of Jesus.
Those believing you for a new appointment, we declare that, Father, let that door open. Those believing you for anointing for ministry, we release the grace and the unction over your life. We pray that, Father, those believing you for marriages, we declare the supernatural manifestation of breakthrough marriages over this 30, upon this platform. And we declare by the end of the 31 days, testimonies will abound, blessings will abound, power will be seen, grace will be seen, the glory of the Lord will manifest. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak and we declare that the power of the Lord is touching homes, touching marriages, touching businesses, touching individuals. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for every minister of the gospel. And we thank you, Father, for the power of the Lord, the hand of God, the breakthrough, open heavens, open doors, financial establishment. And we declare the anointing of the Lord released over any personality this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you for answered prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Apostle, Pastor Samuel, do you have a word to say on this lesson before we close out? Please, do you have a word to say for the people? Amen.
Thank God. This morning, the apostle have really opened our eyes and teach us and given us the word of life. This is a seasonable word, and we all need to hold on to this word and to walk by the prayer tool we have prayed. And the Lord is touching life in these 21 days. Those who have received testimonies, God will perfect and God will establish your testimonies in the name of Jesus. Don't believe in God too for a testimony. Your testimony is at least. If God gives someone testimony around your environment, it's a sign that the same Lord is working through your environment and your testimony is next. So God is with us and God is giving us testimony. All that we need to do is to serve God well with our heart, with our soul, with our strength, and we should love the Lord all day. And the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Apostle, too, for your great gathering of this conference, and we thank you for God bringing you to this generation at such a time like this. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you too, Pastor Samuel. God bless you. Stay on, and we're going to let you do the grace after I come from saying this. God bless you, and we just bless you as well, Pastor Samuel, and also Pastor Jacob. You know, it's nothing like having engines behind you, amen. Like Apostle said, he said, you can have a beautiful car, but without what gas in it, you can't go nowhere. You can't, it don't run. It can't move. So it could just sit there and look beautiful all day. But it takes gas to move it, amen. So it takes what we have behind us, the great men of God that's standing behind us during these 31 days of prayers and fasting, amen. This is not just random people that I just went on Facebook and just picked. No, these are people that I have relationship with, amen. People that I've built relationship with, amen. Not over the years, amen. Not just a month or a year. I'm talking about the last, 3-4 years, amen. So I thank God. Then maybe 8 years, my son, 8 years with Pastor Jacob, about 4 years with Apostle A.B. Prince, and then now when I went there with Pastor Samuel. But at the end of the day, when I was there in Ghana just a month ago and doing ministry, they were there with me, persevering with me, interpreting on my behalf. We did outreach. We did so many things to bring forth the gospel, amen. And then to come back home and still have them to be able to plow with you, you know, that is priceless, amen. So we need to make sure that we're teaming up, hallelujah, with people that is not just looking to take, but also is looking to add, looking to multiply the gift that's in your life, amen. So I thank God for the great men of God that God has used, amen, and many others, amen, that I haven't called by name. So I don't take it for granted for the relationships, amen, that God has brought, amen. And as they call me, they say mine. I'm like, well, wow, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm grateful. I'm thankful. And also I wanted to share, somebody said to me, is there a, Is there a way that we can give? You know, like I said, we're not here trying to gouge anybody. We're not here begging. We're not here. No, we're here doing what God has called us to do. But yes, I'll open that door. If anybody wants to give, you can always send the Cash App to @Apostle Robin Stokes. And that is S-T-O-K-E-S. So Apostle Robin Stokes, amen. That's Apostle Robin Stokes. Or you can go to our website, which is SOAR International Ministries.org, and donate there, amen. Because all the proceeds always is used for ministry. And then also we be a blessing to those that come and be a blessing to us, amen. So we just wanted to make sure that I put that out there, because it was asked, somebody asked me that, because they were blessed, amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes even after service, sometimes I even forget to say, okay, now tithes and offering. Amen. People have to remind me. Amen. Mother Florence, she always say, okay, you're going to say tithes and offering. Sometimes it just passed my mind, because my focus is making sure that the people receive God's word. Amen. And I just believe that people will sow into a word.
So the Lord said that whenever we gather like this, we should not come with empty and then we should sow into the anointing and so that God will keep on also blessing. God opened the heavens by our obedience. Number two, sacrifice. And number three, by prayer. So obedience, sacrifice, and prayer open the heavens. So we also encourage everyone to also be a blessing and also to sow into the anointing so that you will receive souls from the unctions. God is blessing. We are not here for money, but we are teaching the right ways of Christianity for people to understand how to also draw from God. So that is why Apostle Focus has been, seems to be announcing the Casa, but we are doing it for people to also understand the concept of Christianity, how you come to God with your offerings and your sacrifice, and also come to God with your heart, with your commitment. So that you'll be a blessing. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. And actually, Pastor Samuel is one of the lecturers and administrators of the Hill City Bible Seminary College. Amen. Founder is of Apostle A.B. Prince. So we thank God that even the Lord have used him to come on and do other teachings. Amen. So we, you know, after this 31 days, amen, we are not ended in here. We're going to continue some different teachings. Amen. And I believe that the body of Christ is going to be led back on the right path. Amen. We're going to be teaching on Holy Spirit, because a lot of people, you know, they say, hey, I want to receive the Holy Spirit. You know, so it's always good to have an understanding on the Holy Spirit. So we're teaching even on the calling, you know, what your calling is, you know, who are you called to serve? Meaning what region, what territory are you called to serve? But first of all, knowing who you are and why God has called you. So certain areas in ministry, amen. So I am grateful for having both Bible colleges, amen, that to be a part of this. And also we are a partner with the Bible colleges, and we're going to be starting the Bible classes here, amen, in Ohio, where we have a location where you could come in and do some of the classes online, amen, right here in our facility at SOAR International Outreach Network under the Hill City Bible Seminary College, amen. So you will be able to get your degree in either theology, divinity, and also spiritual counseling. They also have business, and it will be accredited, amen. So we're working on those details. So just tune in, because God is going to really, really push through to be able to help educate our people. But in the meanwhile, we're coming here, we're bringing forth the word of God, and we're making sure that you get an understanding, but most of all, that you're getting the truth. So again, those that may want to give, you can send it to @Apostle Robin, R-O-B-I-N, Stokes, S-T-O-K-E-S, or you can send it to the phone number 513-615-4514, or go to the website, SOAR International Ministries. .org, and there is a donate button there as well. May God bless you. May God keep you. And we're going to go ahead and end everything. Is there a testimony? If there is a testimony, you can call into the Podbean and I'll release the testimony. If you want to share your testimony where I can see it on the screen, amen, I can share it aloud. But I do want to give two testimonies that somebody said. Like I said, there was a report, amen, that somebody was healed, amen. The report came back, amen, that what they found earlier, they no longer can detect it. Two reports that they went in, and before they went in, the doctors was already saying from the some of the tests and some of the x-rays, hey, they found this, they found that, they may have to do surgery. So they said, well, let us come back and do more testing. And so as we begin to pray, as we begin to praise God, but you know, it was more than us just praying. They also have tapped in, they also have called in, they also have sold in, amen. So as they have sold in, tapped in, I'm telling you, when they went back, the doctor, they sent me actually the report from the doctor, amen. I thank God for them trusting us, you know, with that report. But they sent the report back, and the report said no traces of anything. And they were saying good news. So we was like, oh my God, you know, God is a healing God. God is a God of miracles. And it happened in a week. Glory. So I'm just telling you, and this was like 6 months. They were worried. 6 months. They were going through all these reports. They was going through all these testing, drawing blood here, drawing blood there. And guess what, y'all? It's nothing about us. It's all Holy Ghost. It's all God. We're just the vessels. Availing ourselves just to pray with you. That is it. But it's your faith touching in the green and believing God. And like Pastor Samuel said, being obedient to God's word, being obedient to knowing, you know, what God is telling you. So sometimes we even have to do things and they're not yet. Don't wait until your testimony arrive and so. Don't wait until your testimony arrive and praise God. Don't wait until your testimony come before you continue to move forth. Go ahead and praise God in a not yet. Go ahead and sow in your not yet and watch the abundance overflow you in Jesus' name. Pastor Samuel, could you please close us out in the grace of God? God bless everybody. And we'll see you at 5:30 in the morning tomorrow by God's grace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless everyone.